Hello everyone, this is the Anomaly Skull Podcast and you are connected with your host. On this World Mental Health Day, we are going to start a series of episodes in which we will be discussing various issues related to mental well-being. Mental well-being is not only about the absence of mental disorders or disabilities. It is a very much broad concept. Our modern lifestyles has brought us a bonus of stress, depression and anxiety. So in the very first episode of mental well-being, we are going to talk about how to cope up with the depression or how to deal with depression. Now, dealing with depression can be a lonesome activity, but you are not alone in this. Depression affects millions of people. Moreover, most of the people are unaware about the fact that they are suffering from depression, and it is something you need to talk about. Depression drains your energy, hope, and makes it very difficult to take the steps that can help you to feel better. While recovering from depression isn't quick or easy, but you do have more control than you even realize. Even if your depression is severe or stubborn, not everyone needs the professional help. The key is to start small and build from there. By taking the small positive steps day by day, you will soon lift above the depression and find yourself feeling happier, healthier, and more hopeful again. So here are some small tips for anyone who seeks help. First one is get support and stay connected. Getting support is really very important for overcoming depression. But the depression comes along with the tendency to withdraw or isolate, so that even connecting with your near and dears can even be tough. You may feel too exhausted or ashamed or guilty. But this is just depression talking. Reaching out for help is not a sign of weakness, and it won't mean you are a burden to others. There are people who care for you and they want to help you. You can do just little things, such as to talk to someone, try to help someone so you will feel better, go for a coffee, have a workout buddy, anything which involves other people, so that you can stay connected with others. Second thing is to do things that make you feel good or you used to enjoy those things in past. You can just spend some time in nature or read a good book, watch a funny movie or show, or just take a hot bath, just play with your pet, listen to music, paint or draw or anything you enjoy doing. Just do it, try to do it once and you will feel better. Next is keep the moment. It might even be difficult to get out of your bed on some days, but still you have to do it. At least for 30 minutes a day, go out just for a little walk. It will really help. Next is eat healthy food, or I can say depression fighting diet. What you eat has a direct impact on the way you feel. Reduce the intake of the things which are not good for your mental health, such as caffeine, alcohol, trans fats, or foods with high level of preservatives or hormones. Don't ever skip your meals. Sugar and refined carbs are something like feel-good foods, but these lead to a crash in mood and energy. So minimize your sugar and carbs intake. Several vitamin deficiencies such as B12 and folic acid may also cause depression. So take a B-complex vitamin supplement or eat more citrus fruits or leafy greens. Omega-3 fatty acids may also help you to stabilize your mood. So get a balanced diet, so that there are no deficiencies. Next is challenge the negative thinking. Depression puts a negative spin on everything, including the way you see yourself, your expectations for your future, or everything. So just think positive. Don't give your negative talks a fuel. Identify your negative talks and replace them with the positive thoughts. All these small steps can help you to get over the depression. And even after these lifestyle changes, if you still find your depression getting worse, then please seek professional help. Depression can be treated and you will feel better. Don't forget about these self-help tips even if you are following professional help. That's all for today. See you soon with another session on mental well-being. Stay connected till then.